My name is Grace Bonney, and I'm the author of the book In the Company of Women. So we're doing an event tonight at Ann Taylor in celebration of International Women's Day, and we're celebrating strong, empowered women who are running their own businesses, who are in positions of power in larger companies, and we're really getting to know how they got there and how they built the support systems that keep them going.
Okay, great. Talk a little bit about your evolution into this role. You launched Design Sponge in 2004,
mm-hmm.
and your most recent book is In the Company of Women. How did you kind of go from design and DIY to becoming really a spokesperson and leader in the women's movement?
Thank you. It's been an interesting and long evolution, and I think it really became that initially I was drawn to design because I cared so much about the objects, and then it became really clear that the people and the stories behind those objects were far more interesting than the objects would ever be. So I started looking into how people started their businesses, how their business partnerships went, how did they pick themselves back up when things didn't work out. And so that turned into an in-person series called Biz Ladies, where I used to travel across the country providing free information for women who wanted to start businesses. And then I turned that into an online column because not everybody could come to those meetings. And then that sort of just became the book eventually after a few years, when I felt like there were a lot of great business books, but not books that represented the full depth of the community. And I wanted to see women of color, women who were differently abled, LGBTQ women. And it was a great chance to kind of show people how many different versions of businesses and bosses that there are.
And so you interviewed 100 different women,
yes.
Is that correct? And I'm sure you heard a lot about their experiences, but I'd love to know a little bit about yours. What is the biggest risk you've taken?
I take them all the time. It's hard when you run a small business. My business is essentially 2 full-time people and a couple of freelancers. And I think the biggest risk we take every day is staying small, because it's tempting to take venture capital money or sell to a larger company when you're in online media, because the advertising market behind blogs and websites has totally tanked over the past few years. And I feel so strongly that it's important to maintain editorial control and integrity at all costs. And so that means usually lower costs for me. But I'm really proud that we stay small. And even though that does put us at risk because we don't have a lot of money behind us, I feel really good about what we put out every day. And if you can go to sleep feeling like you've done good work at the end of the day, that is worth way more than a big salary to me.
Great. Any advice for women or even young girls out there who one day want to own their own business?
Sure. The biggest advice, and it's not the most fun advice that anybody ever wants to hear, is work for somebody else first, because you get to learn and make mistakes on somebody else's dime. And it's so tempting to start your own business right away, but I can speak from experience where I made all of the mistakes that, yes, were great life lessons, but were very financially costly. And I wish I had learned from someone else first to understand, okay, maybe don't sink all your money into rent first. Wait and, you know, invest in your team or invest in infrastructure first. So learn from somebody else. Even if you learn what you don't want out of a business from that, it's still a really valuable experience.
This event is tied to International Women's Day, mm-hmm. which is yesterday. But by the time this airs, we're going to be even further away from the actual day. How is this something we can turn into not just a day, but how do we keep it going forward?
I think by plugging into and creating communities of strong female business owners wherever you're located. So it's not a once a year event. It's an everyday event. It's an every hour event. It's about finding these women, supporting them, going to their businesses, hiring them, suggesting them for jobs, and really making that a daily part of what you do. And if you've got an Instagram feed or a Facebook page, promote these people. Talk about businesses that are run by women that you admire. And in turn, they will support other women, and so on and so on. And that's how it becomes a part of our everyday lives.
In the last decade or so, I feel like we've seen a real big increase in the number of, you know, small food companies coming out, you know, artists, designers, makers. What are you seeing in terms of women-owned businesses? Do they make up a lot of this?
They do. It's interesting. I've thought a lot about why does it seem like there are women starting more sort of either home or creative lifestyle-y based businesses. And I think it has to do with the flexibility that this particular industry affords us, because going into corporate America, going even to like a traditional restaurant job, it's very difficult if you're a working mother. And I think so many women have to figure out how they balance life and work and kids. And that's really difficult to do if you're part of a corporate structure that doesn't offer paid maternity leave or doesn't offer flexible hours. So starting your own business, while it means less security, it does offer you greater flexibility. And so I find a lot of women, especially young new moms, are like, I can save on childcare, I can be home, I can work around their needs. And that's a really important thing for a lot of women.